935 Jocasta Radio. Ryan Skeets in studio. And we know we're checking in with the Gala Gang. We had a great speech by Jerry Montour that happened a few minutes ago. We're going to play it for you here on Jocasta Radio.
I think they deserve it. I'd like to thank my best friend and business partner, Kenny Hill, and Delby Palace. People don't realize this, but they read over at least thousands and thousands of recipients every single year to try to figure out how we're going to make this all happen. And I think that deserves a round of applause. I'd like to thank our business partners, the community of Six Nations, all of the territories that support us all the way through. And I think that also deserves a round of applause. I'm very proud to say and call her this now. I'd like to thank Sarah Montour, my daughter-in-law. As many of you may know, I forgot to thank her 5 years ago. I haven't gotten a Christmas present since. So trying to work myself back in the good books. Now I'd like to introduce to you a fantastic young man, CFO of our company, Brian Porter. Brian?
Thanks, Chair. It's an honor to be here tonight. I want to start off with that. The hardest part of doing a speech is I was not presenting it. It's writing the speech. So I asked my beautiful wife, Tammy, for some help. I said, you know, how do I say something that's memorable, that's funny? You know, what do I do? She goes, well, I can't help you write it, but I'll give you just one piece of advice. She goes, don't try to come off as witty. Don't try to act funny or sound intelligent. Just be yourself. great to see such a great and diverse audience here tonight. We have people from so many different walks of life, so many exotic places like Oswego and Smoothtown and New Credit. That's just for the locals on that one. But in all honesty, it is really great to see so many Native and non-Native brothers and sisters here tonight. We're here to support a great cause. You don't have to be Native to support Native causes. You don't have to have children you don't have to have children to be a part of something for our youth, and you don't have to be wealthy to give to charity. You have to have the will, and you have to have heart. And there's a lot of heart in this room tonight. And thank you all for coming here. I tried to compare the dream catcher to something, and in speaking with a good friend, Adam Beach, I got an inspiration from one of his movies, actually. It's called Flags of Our Fathers, and Adam portrays Ira Hayes. And it's the story of the U.S. Marines and their fight at Iwo Jima, and they raise that flag at the end of it. And in a lot of ways, Dreamcatcher is like that flagpole. You know, the men and women who started this charity took it upon themselves to plant a flag for the youth of our people. But raising a flagpole doesn't happen alone. You need help. So hands came on, and each year more came. We pushed it higher, and we pushed it higher and higher still. And we're here in year 13, and that flagpole is standing straight and true. It's a testament to all the hard work and determination it took to get here. So what I'd like to say is, in time, like all things, time will affect that flagpole. And one day it'll start to tip back towards the ground. And that's where we need the next generation to step forward and help us put our hands up and raise that flag back up high. So I ask that the generation of these wonderful people that started the charity and all the young people in the room here, when it's our time, we need to grab our hands and our hearts and push this thing back up should it tip, so that the kids out there can always look up and know there's an organization that has their back that's going to help them achieve their dreams and give them hope.
On that note, you know, I've been married a long time, and I'm sure if you ask my wife, she'll say she's been married even longer. And you know, as anything over time, sometimes things, you know, don't always go the way you want. They start getting a little stale. So before this event, I thought, you know what? I'm going to do something about this. I'm tired of her looking at me like I'm a yard tool. I want her to look at me like she looks at him. I want to look at, like I can speak eloquently. I got to get that going on. So I said to myself, you know what? I'm joining ProFit. After this gal is done, she's going to be all over me. I'm joining ProFit. I'm going in. So I walk into ProFit, and I put my money down, and this very, very good-looking young trainer walks out to me, and so I'm all smiles, and I said, I got 21 days. I need you to make me look fantastic. I see you got all kinds of machines in this building. Which one's it going to take to impress my wife? She looked at me and said, why don't you try the ATM? I'm very, very proud to say that we've raised over $26 million since we started this fantastic organization. We've helped over 11,000 recipients. To conceptually grasp that, just look how deep this room looks. And if you magnify that by 11 times, we've done that. Everybody in this room, all of our efforts, all the hard work, everything that's done, has helped that many people. And that's something we should be celebrating, and I'll be very, very proud to do. I'd like to introduce somebody. He was in the U.S. Marine Corps for over 26 years. Master Gunnery Sergeant Sean Bomberry. A wonderful role model in my mind and a great example of what our people represent. Sean, if you could just stand up, please, just for a second. You know, it's kind of ironic, especially if you get it from an American perspective, when they talk about the amazing contributions and things that have happened, but most people don't realize because we're such a small group of people, but First Nations people lost more people per capita in World War II than any other race on Earth. So yes, we do contribute. So when we cross the border, show us a little respect. Sorry about the swearing. I'm working on that. I know most of the elderly women say, he's never going to learn. He's never, never going to learn. He's old yet, and he still swears. But it's when it's passionate that, unfortunately, the lack of education brings out the profanity in my perspective.
Never mind, Gary.
Thanks, Graham. You know, the Dreamcatcher has many, many times been the platform for things that matter to the true hearts of the Native people that are proud to be Native. As you all know, the missing women, one of the first places you ever heard, launched loudly against the media thing, challenging law enforcement, was here on this stage. When you saw us with our Seeing Red campaign, you see that we feel that our people are very, very cheated out in the opportunities to show how amazing we can do on the film, across the radios, in the literature part of things. It was launched on this stage. So I'm going to try to launch something, and I hope I get it right, because it's very near and dear to me. Being raised by a single father, it resonates. But many, many times, when young First Nations women are blessed with a child at a young age, I find that they're ostracized. I find that they're looked upon as if they made a mistake. I find that they don't get the love and the attention and the care they should get from our own people, and certainly from the mainstream. And I want to try to draw attention to the fact that that's a huge, huge mistake. I want those young women to know that at the end of the day, that when they bless us with those beautiful gifts, that we're going to take on our part of responsibility of being a very, very large community and doing our best to make sure that those young people have the opportunity to get the education they need, have the opportunities they need, and not feel ostracized, to feel like they're a blessing, which all those young Native children truly are. And that's a commitment I'd like to see everybody in the room join us. I feel very, very blessed every year to have the incredible, incredible gift to be up in front of you to speak. I feel Brian feels the same way. He's an amazing young man. We sweat for weeks before this day comes up to try to make sure we respect the foundation that we represent and the partners that we have and the stars and the amazing people that come out to help us get this thing going. All I can say is everybody in this room deserves a fantastic time this evening. Please make sure you have it, and thank you very much.
You know, it just wouldn't be a Dreamcatcher speech without a Steve joke. People that have been here many times, you know we like to do that. But I'm going to pick on a different Steve this year, Mr. Stevie Solis, who we all know and love. So Stevie takes a vacation every year after we do our events, just to kind of decompress. He always goes to tropical locations, Tahiti 2 years ago, Bahamas last year. So I asked him, Stevie, what are you doing this year? He goes, well, let me tell you, the problem I have is I go on these vacations. It's beautiful. The sand beaches, the drinks, the beautiful people. Problem is, every time I land, as soon as I get in the car, my girlfriend turns to me and tells me she's pregnant. It's happened 2 years straight. I said, okay, so this year, what are you doing? You're going to go somewhere cold? He goes, nope, I got it figured out. This year, I'm taking her with me. Thank you, everybody. Enjoy your evening.
Thank you all very much. And story, Stevie.